Yeah, I'm excited to learn more about it and learn more about the radios. And I have quite a few handhelds. I got a couple of these mobile-style radios that I got one that I'm using as a base, and one is kind of a portable setup with its own battery and such. But yeah, it's interesting. I have messed around a little bit with some of the digital modes within YSF, and I haven't gotten into GMR at all, but YSF has been, I have a handheld Yaesu, I think it's an FT70 that will do digital, and we have a couple repeaters here that are YSF compatible, so that's been pretty interesting. It is interesting just how clear the digital signal is with YSF. Even being at a distance, if you can pick it up, even if it's not super strong, it does come in super clear, it seems like. So, but yeah, I'm excited to continue to learn. It's amazing how many radios are out there on the pre-owned market. You know, it seems like you can find a lot of really good deals for different style radios and different radios that will do different things. So it is a fun hobby. It's interesting to be able to continue to explore it and get into those different radios with different capabilities and see the differences. And it's a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it so far, and got a few friends that I've kind of talked into slowly getting into it. A couple of them have their GMRS licenses and helping them kind of study for their tech, which there's a lot of really good apps and videos and study resources for that nowadays, too. So, yeah, it's fun. I've really enjoyed it. Back to you, Bill.